press it down good. Put it in the elephant. Mm. It's good.
Didn't leak all over either.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I get talking about how people used to eat and the things they used to have.
And she made a butter roll somehow or another. She put a lot of butter and sugar and milk in there. I think it'd be good. Mm. Of course, if we didn't like what we had to eat, we just worked till we did like it. Yeah. It all tastes good and growing up. You know, sure. Like a swallowed rock and wouldn't hurt me at all. Running, ripping, cutting up around. We didn't have all this fancy grub. We just had something to eat and it'd stay with you.
Uh-huh.
And when we was on the Al Navy meetings, I thought that was the best dish. Have them juicy, you know. Mm-hmm. Just eat them things.
Make some bread and put the juice on them, put the beans on the bread.
Yeah.
Did you ever raise these little old red and white beans?
No, I don't think they did.
Pintos or?
Yeah, pinto. I've eaten some of them. They're all right.
Yeah, they're good if they're well cooked. Did your mother ever take eggs and sugar and flour and milk and stir them all together and make this to pour over a pudding of some sort?
Yeah.
What did she call it?
Called it boiled custard.
Boiled custard.
And it is sugar. Yeah. It'd be kind of a yellow, you know, pretty thick, you know, and sure glass of it. She could make a meal out of pudding or anything.
It's funny how those people could.
Well, they just had so much, you know, they could make a meal out of it. You know.
That's the way they thought. Too.
Generally, yeah, in general, always had plenty of meat and lard. That didn't take much else, you know.
You have no flour.
Yeah.
And you don't need grease because you've got butter.
Yeah. And it was butter, it wasn't.
Yeah.
It's oleo.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call food that you eat between meals?
Well, I just call it a lunch or whatever you want to call it.
Well, if you come in between breakfast and noontime, and you're just hungry and you just eat a little something. You say you're not going to eat a meal, you're just going to eat a what?
Oh, just eat a little snack or lunch. Or...
Mm-hmm. What's the first thing that your wife does in the morning when she goes in the kitchen?
I don't know. I can hear the band rattling. Oh, just me and her. She can't hardly cook for us.
Mm-hmm. What's the first thing she puts on the stove?
I guess some meat. She fry some meat and an egg or two, a cup of coffee.
When you were a boy, did you have, how did you drink your water? Did you drink water at the table?
Did what now?
When you were a boy, did you have water served at the table?
I did.
Well, when you did have it, what was it served then?
Water, you said? Uh-huh. Oh, it'd just be out of the well.
And when it was put on the table by your plate, what was it put in?
Always put in a cup or a glass.
Uh-huh. Did you have any of these great big things that cupped up like that and had a stem on the bottom?
No, I don't believe not.
You know what I'm thinking about?
Oh, that is what you'd call it.
That
was some people call them goblets, I call them glasses.
Hold about a pint.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we got some big ones now, and I drink about two of them at night, iced tea. Not only cold.
Yeah, that cuts the thirst, doesn't it?
Yeah, you bet.
I drank too much iced tea once.